Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How's it going over there?
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Java Cafe in Kihei.
Ooh, I like that coffee.
Oh, it's good stuff, man. I've had lots of coffee this morning. My friend Paul is
wired.
By. What's up, buddy?
Aloha.
Aloha. Paul is the owner. Yeah, that's what we'd call him. And he just walked by, so that's
neat.
Cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Well, we're all getting wonderful weather in different places. I'm sounding like this because of all the changes in the weather. So we have to, it's kind of interesting. But so neat. And I know so many people are looking forward to this time of year. And getting back in the swing of things. So the East Coasters with the cold winter are probably happy as can be. I hear you did your Maury challenge a couple weeks ago, and that went really well, and you've been just rolling with Radio. I just want to congratulate you, Randy, because you're just really just it's busting at the seams, and I think it's just awesome and what you're doing to give back. So I wanted to congratulate you before we got started.
The Maury guys actually are hanging out here, and they're involved with Jamila Starr, who is this pro surfer who's going to be with us in the second half hour. So some of the Maury guys may jump on the air with us as well. They, in effect, have become her management team, and they're helping kind of get her out and get her – she's been this pro surfer phenom for several years, and we're like out in the, the speaking thing on the circuit, and motivational, inspirational stuff. So, yeah, she'll be a great second half guest for us.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. I love our second half more than our first half. I know that sounds terrible, isn't it? And that's just because I've been in the industry for so long. But it's the truth, though. I think it's just because, you get bored, but we shouldn't be bored because some things are new to other people, And the wait, what an inspiration. How old is she? Do you know approximately? Or should, because I'm not going to be able to ask her that question on the...
Yeah, I better...
Because that's just... it's inspiring. No, it's okay. It's just so inspiring when somebody's doing that.
30-something. I think 30-something, looks like.
That's awesome. Because I can't ask a woman her age, so I'm just going to – that's why I was going to go, we're just going to ask ahead of time. No, I'm just kidding. But that's I love it. So the first half of our show today, as it always is regarding real estate, is what increases the value of your home? And if anybody wants to call in, please do call us and tell us what you think. And the number is 347-945-5428. And as always, you can also jump in on the Realty Universal Radio page on Facebook. If you prefer to just type in a question, you can also email radio at Realty Universal. A lot of times people think that, so we're going to be going over that and we'll step it through, and it sometimes will be different than what you think as far as what increases the value of your home dollar for dollar.
Yeah, I'm curious, because that's a big question, right? That's a huge question for everybody, that really increase value.
Yeah, and a lot of people, when we get into this, we'll chunk through it real quick, they'll see that it's not what you think all the time, So it's kind of good to know. It's really good to know so that when you're making these plans and you're putting your money into different things that you keep that in mind if you're thinking of future selling, et cetera, and how you can constantly increase the value. So, wow, that's going to be fun on the second half, and the first half will go through.
Yeah.
And let me see if I put this in here. I wanted to just see.
And we are
so,
just,
Randy,
we are testing, you know, the Skype connection here, and it seems to be pretty solid. So we may go to a break, and I'll jump in on the regular phone. But it seems like the Skype connection is pretty solid right now. So
fantastic. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's really awesome. Okay, Randy, I'm going to do this to you because you're good at taking the questions anyhow. So tell me, when it comes to a house, now we're talking about a residential home, not so much a commercial place, et cetera, residential home, you're a homeowner, and you know you're going to want to, let's just take a scenario, you know you're going to want to sell your house. So we know people will put a lot of money into their houses because they love it, they want their decor. You're not going to sell your paintings typically, some people do, but those are your art and your furnishings and things you're going to take with you typically. So let's pretend with a scenario that you are wanting, knowing that you're probably going to sell in 2 to 3 years, could be five, and you do want to be cozy and have your own personality in your house. But you want to keep in mind that you're going to want to sell and want to hopefully increase the market value. What do you think may increase a home? What do you think may make a difference in your home?
Well, I immediately think you're cool. I mean, so I start with what it looks like to you. You know, I think new paint, maybe roofing. You know, I think the kind of the basic things people look at, does it pop when somebody pulls up? I think maybe gardening, and that's not necessarily an addition or an upgrade or renovation, although it depends on how bad the front yard looks. But those are the things I think of as, you know, and then the backyard. I mean, obviously there's a lot. In fact, I actually got a question from somebody already. Wow, Steve in Huntington Beach. And we'll maybe take his question when I finish my my thing here. But
yeah.
I think my first thought was curb appeal. So make sure that the paint is there, you know, that it looks good when you pull up, that it obviously has, if not a new roof, you know, a fairly new roof, I guess, something that doesn't look raggedy and is obviously in need of. I think those are the first things people maybe look at.
Excellent. That's excellent, and I can tell you how many, and then it does increase the curb appeal, and it does increase the quality, and I can't tell you how many people over the years, I remember you'd go into a house or listing, and they'd say they wanted $20,000 more because they redid this thing, and it just looks so beautiful, you know, and it's like, well, that's not going to, in an appraiser's eyes, the appraisers are going to do market value, there's cost approach, there's different approaches, but we're dealing with strictly a residential resale, which they're going to use market value as the highest and best use for that property. So it's what you just said is perfect, and that's what most people say. The painting, the roofing would be something that could increase it a little bit in an appraiser's view. The gardening, the yard, the curb appeal, that is going to definitely help the property sell faster, which can bring you more money because somebody else may love it. You know, the way you stage a house and the way you live in it are two different things when you put it on the market. And so that really makes a difference when they come in. But the actual items that can, and it's funny because people constantly want to price their house higher because, oh my gosh, mine looks so much better than that one down the street. My house, you know, and when it gets down to the nitty gritty, and if you're saying, okay, it's the same exact house, say they were built in a development and a builder had two different models, let's just use this example. And, you know, the houses are all 20 years old, approximately. And same exact house, three bedrooms, two baths, say 10,000 square foot lot, full basement, finished basement, and your house would be three bedroom, two bath, finished basement, full lot, and their house sold for $400,000, and you want to get $500,000, and then there's even a couple more, at least three different comparables of the same type of house, you probably will not get that extra $100,000 unless you actually have an increase in certain items that we're going to go over. So it's perfect, and you want to keep, you know, that. But a lot of people do think they can get so much more money for the curb appeal. And don't get me wrong, people do get more money, but the appraiser can only give so much value. So what happens is you won't necessarily get dollar for dollar for what you've put in and what you've done. although it can sell faster. So the items that you would be able to put in and add to an appraisal would be anything that's going to increase your square footage. So, those were excellent answers, Randy. They were exactly what I wanted. I mean, to be able to explain this. But, yeah, so anything that's going to increase your square footage. Say you have the three-bedroom, two-bath half, and you want to put on a family room addition, and that's going to be an extra 400 square feet. That the appraiser will be able to use that, because as long as it's permitted now, keep with that. Always remember to get your permits. Don't just try to do the work yourself and not get permits if permits are required, because then when you go to sell, if it isn't permitted, they will not count it in the appraisal. We're talking about standard rules here. You know, there are some lenders or small savings and loans that may make exceptions, et cetera. So we always – but we're talking about the standard rules. So make sure you get your permits. Do it right. Don't do it hodgepodge. That extra 400 square feet will increase the value of your home. Putting in new kitchens, new bathrooms. The roof, you know, a new roof versus a really old roof will give it some more value. And so it's kind of like a rule of thumb. If you're thinking square feet, that will increase your home. You know, adding square feet.
So anything that adds,
Yep. And, you know, so they can actually use it. You know, they can add, you know, decking. You can add decks. The gardens and the curb appeal, they're a must, because if a house is, you know, totally dilapidated and the other one is in you know, pristine condition, the buyer is certainly going to pay more. But even that buyer that's going to pay more is going to say, well, this one down the street sold for this and this one sold for that, and they're not going to pay, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars more. There's always an exception to a rule when some people just want a lot and they buy a house and tear it down. But, you know, So those are the types of items that and you said there was a question from California. Stephen?
Well, yeah. Steve from Huntington Beach checking in.
Hi, Steve.
And it goes to, I think, what you just said about the decking in the back, because his question is about decking. So it's interesting that you mentioned that. He's saying that they're thinking about, you know, adding some decking versus adding on another room. And so that goes to the square foot question. But the decking and really renovating the backyard, making it a lot more friendly. And so I guess his question is, you know, would a really nice decking area with the barbecue and all that be better than adding another room? They're both adding square feet.
Well, you know, those are excellent questions. I guess my thing would be, how long do they plan on living there, and if they're going to have the enjoyment of the decking and the barbecue and it's not going to cost as much money as the other room, then go for that. As far as the other room, depends on how large that room is, how much it's going to increase the value. You know, and they can always call a local appraiser in the area and just say, hey, you know, can I just ask a question? You know, I want to, you know, what, or they can also try to get comparables from a broker, an agent in the area, to see what the cost is in their neighborhood of square footage. Like what you know, it varies. I mean, there's places in the country you could build a house still for $60 a square foot, and some places are $300 and $400 on the average. And then in the really high end, it goes up to as much as $1,500. It just really depends where you are. So, in answer to the question, I think I would, it's a great question. It depends on the size of the room, but the decking will increase some. It's not going to be the room would be an enclosed room, you know, with a complete ceiling, roof, or whatever. It's going to pretty much probably increase dollar for dollar more than the deck. But the deck will actually help, and if you're going to get use out of it, you're weighing the two, I think that's, you know, it's still a great idea to do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, very cool. Thanks, Steve, again, for checking in.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
On our Facebook page. So, because it does. It goes right to that, what you said about adding square footage and whether that's outside. Some people actually, you know, do this kind of a deck where it's enclosed and it almost becomes like another room. But
and that could add more value,
be...
too. That can add more value, too, because it would almost be, like you could do, you know how a lot of people have the decking and then the screened-in porch type of arrangement, and then you could kind of kill a couple birds with one stone, but definitely have it permitted, because if it's not permitted, it's not going to count. So, but, you know, sometimes people say, okay, I'm going to put in a $10,000 new kitchen, or I'm going to put a $50,000 new kitchen. That new kitchen is going to increase the value, but not dollar for dollar. So just because you spent $50,000, they might not give you more than $5,000 or $10,000. you know, on the value of that kitchen. So, you know, depending on, yeah, so you want to look at that. A lot of people still put monies into their home because they're living in it. They want to enjoy it. And the home you live in is so much different than, you know, the investment properties when you're investing usually. Because that's our home is where our heart is, right? And it's more of our character, et cetera. So, but, yeah, so the rule of thumb basically is adding square feet is going to increase value. The money you put into it is not necessarily going to be dollar for dollar, you know. And, I mean, I've had that come up so many times where people wanted to, raise their price a lot and said, my house is just so much better than my neighbor's. We did this, you know, and they're right. But it doesn't mean the appraiser's going to be able to count all those extra pluses.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to put in new furnaces, heat pumps, you know, your maintenance, new windows. Windows will increase a little bit too. Anything you can do. We talked on the show a couple weeks ago about the energy efficient with solar, et cetera, and things like that. Those types of items definitely can add value. But again, you're seeing the money value, you know, when you can say, I can show you where it would have been $5,000 before a year, and now your utility bills are only going to be $2,000, you know, there's
okay.
A little bit of, you know, that type of thing. But the appraiser's only going to give it a nominal value, but they will for newer condition versus old condition. The appraiser does have a place in their market value approach for condition. But it just that just pushes you more on the high side of the comparables, doesn't give you dollar for dollar. So it's pretty, sometimes people buy something in a neighborhood and you're the smallest house in the block, and it's usually the best way to get in because then you can, you know, you're always better off to be the smallest one on the block and add on if you can, right?
Yeah.
And then get a really good price if you can do it that way. And then you have a lot of room to get the appreciation up there. So it's
yeah. So I had a question based on something you just said. You said something about you've got to get permits or it doesn't count.
Right.
So,
well,
I guess
you can
that's
always
standard. I mean,
standard what? To get them?
You've got to get permits, obviously, if you're going to build on and add square footage in any shape or form.
But say you've got somebody that used to do construction work and they know how to build an addition. But they're out of that business. They haven't done it for 10 or 15 years. They might say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to Home Depot or I'm going to go to the lumber stores or whatever, and I'm going to set up and I'm going to build my own addition. And, you know, we're probably going to live here forever, so we don't care about selling. And they know they're supposed to get a permit, but they don't get a permit. Or maybe it's a house in the woods that no one can really see, and they go, you know, I don't want our taxes to go up, so we're not going to get it permitted. We're just going to build it and we're going to enjoy it. You know, you have a lot of scenarios where people are supposed to get the permit, but they don't always do it. Or maybe the friend down the street,
yeah.
Maybe the friend down the street is saying, "I'll add this one for you, but I really don't want to. You know, I won't charge you as much. Give me cash," which you're not supposed to do that either, right? But people do these things.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of scenarios where something's not permitted, and when you sell it, it has to be disclosed. You know, this extra 500 square feet is not permitted. Problem is, unless you're dealing in the loans that we had for 6 years from 2006 where they didn't really care, and some of the lenders and smaller banks, which I love the small savings and small banks, they're wonderful. Maybe they can make an exception, but when you're looking at the standard rules and the appraiser rules too, because appraisers fall under a whole bunch of guidelines that you know don't even have to do with just with the banks. So when they're going to appraise it, one of the first things they're going to do is pull into their public records and see if the permits are in or not. And when it's not permitted, they're not going to give it credit. So say you think you're getting an extra $30,000 on your house because you just put a 500-square-foot addition. You know, this is just a guesstimate based on not knowing where the person's house is and what the square footage is there per, you know, the cost per foot because it varies in different areas. But say you think, well, we're going to get $30,000 and you guys forgot to get the permit and it never happened, or the father put the house on and he, you know, didn't want to be bothered, put the addition on, then you're back to like, well, this is a great room, but we didn't get it permitted and we're not going to be able to count it, you know. But there are things called situations called after build permits as well. So you can still see if everything was done properly and go in. Now, if you have electrical and plumbing, that's going to be extra work and extra things that had to be done properly and to code. So it's not like every different jurisdiction is going to make you tear that down, so you may be able to get it after building permit, et cetera. But before you're really going to be able to use it in the appraisal, it's going to have to be permitted. So it's just things to think of. You know how everybody, we're always, like people, well, I don't say everybody, but especially the younger we are and as we grow and the lessons we learn, you know, you think, you know, some things you just don't think about. Oh, I didn't think that would matter, you know, or I didn't think that would matter, you know. But everybody wants their taxes low when they're living in it, you know, and then but they want the value to be really high when they move. So it's just these items that you come into. But the like we're saying for the show here, you know, just think, do curb appeal, have it, you know, in great shape. Keep up on your maintenance, because when you don't, you know, you're gonna things fall apart. It's just like our bodies. If we don't eat well and exercise and take care of ourselves, as we get older, they fall apart. There's normal wear and tear. So you're going to have all that. And like you said, carpet and paint. You said paint, not carpet. It's excellent to do and keep up on that. But as far as dollar for dollar, you're probably, even when you build dollar for dollar, you're not going to always get dollar for dollar. It's going to be based on a bunch of items. But think square feet, permits, additions, things like that can help you. Now, you can also price yourself out of the market. You don't want to... If you have cookie-cutter homes, meaning the same style in a neighborhood, and they're all selling for $200,000, you don't want to add on so much that yours is $500,000 or $600,000. You may price yourself out of the market. But the questions and things we're going over today, you can easily call a local broker agent. You can always go to our Realty Universal site, and we can put you in touch with somebody. You can also call an appraiser. You can even go so far as paying for an appraisal. The agents and brokers are not allowed to do an appraisal unless they're certified as an appraiser. They can do a market analysis. They can do a market analysis, which many will do for free, but if you want an actual appraisal, it depends where you are. They can run $400, $600, $700. It just depends where you are. You may be able to call a local appraisal company and say, hey, I just want a guesstimate value, but I want it not the full-blown appraisal, and they may work out a deal with you and of what they can do and can't do. Just so that, you know, if you're wondering before you get started on these things, just so you're planning and, you know, but...
Now, I have one more question. I know we're kind of wrapping up this first half here, but, being a homeowner, questions do come to mind as I think about how to do this. And we have a pool, and I go back and forth on the cost that it takes to maintain it. You either got to pay a pool guy $100-$150 a month, or you got to be out there working. There's a lot of work to keeping it up, and then it just seems like even though it's hot in the summer where we're at, we're not in it a ton. I mean, our dog loves it, but And I thought, I've often thought about, like, just covering it over, but it actually, a pool is always, in a hot area in the summer, probably a something you'd want to hang on to, right? We don't want to,
that's a wonder, it's an excellent question, wonderful question. If you're in Hawaii, a lot of people want the pools. I had a pool for 2 years in Hawaii because I always thought I wanted a pool, an in-ground pool there. And after the same thing, paying the utilities and paying for the pool maintenance, because I wasn't going to be doing it myself. I didn't have time. And paying for all that after two years of it, now I'm like, I don't have the same desire for the pool all the time because it's easier for me to just go swim at the health club, right? Or, in the ocean if you want, because there's a lot of heated pools around the country, depending on, doesn't matter what time of year. So it's a wonderful question because if you're in a place that's warm all year long, there's a lot of people want a pool, like Florida, Hawaii, again, me personally, I don't, but I guess if I really got something that had a lot of land, I probably would want a pool again if I had things set up and there was a caretaker, somebody to handle more things than having to do it separately. But historically, a lot of times when you see people having pools and they can only use it in the summer, there are people that say, "No, I don't want to buy the pool. I don't want the pool." So they will go ahead and close it up and not do it. So it really depends on where you are as far as if it's going to bring you more money or less money. That's a definitely personal type of thing. But you guys, I mean, you're in an area where you can probably use it. Probably at least 4 months out of the year, right? At least four or five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, and I just, you know, I just realized how much work, last year I realized how much work it was and how, honestly, because I'm working so much, you know, I would go out a few, you know, I don't know, once a week maybe and float around for an hour, and I'm like, wow, the hours I spend in this thing versus the hours I spend working on it and or the money.
Right. And if you don't want it, though, if you didn't want it, you might want to drain it and cover it. So, of course, puppy can't go down in there, but and then just keep it, and then if you ever sell or want to refill it, use it later, you know, type of thing. But I'm just saying, if you ever want to. I don't know that in your situation, I don't know that I would totally fill it in because, you can work virtually so much that you could end up being there more than you think, and, you know, you just don't know, you know. That's just my personal opinion, just knowing you guys. But I definitely, as far as value goes, it's a toss-up. There's a lot of people that don't want pools, and then there's some that absolutely do, but especially if you're in a warm area all year long, it's higher. But some people want the enclosed pool that they can use in the winter, but that's a totally different situation. That's going to cost a lot more money, too, to keep up. They're excellent questions. So, you know, and there's always ways to find answers to these, you know, to just be able to make a good decision and see what you're comfortable with.
It's just a little research. And these days with, like you say, the Internet and or calling a local person on, because some of these are just standard, like you say. Others take a little more investigation, but some of the, you know, principles are the same. Like you say, think in terms of curb appeal, think in terms of square footage and adding square footage that's permitted, and, you know, you can't go wrong there. Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool.
It's fun.
Always.
It's very, very little tidbits that, you know, just, you know, somebody can use them out there, and that's what we want to do. So, I'm so looking forward. We're almost ready for the second half. And
And I think I just saw them pull up. So why don't we take? You want to take a break? And then we will be back on the other side with Jamila Starr, Alton Franco of AMP Management Group, and maybe some of the Maury boys as well will join us. So we'll see. We'll be back with Pro Surfer Jamila Starr on the other side. Realty Universal Radio on the air. Everywhere. We'll be back right after this.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. a weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Come on, baby.
Realty Universal on the air everywhere. Randy Zachary, my name. We are broadcasting live at the Kihei Cafe, or I should say the Java Cafe in Kihei. And when I say on the air everywhere, also Eric Blair, who is everywhere, is here. And he's making faces in the window. So we're hanging out, and we're going to talk to Jamila Starr here in just a moment. She's a pro surfer, and already in like 60 seconds, I'm inspired. So I know the next few minutes are going to be pretty powerful. Alton is going to join us as well, Alton Franco with AMP Management, and talk about kind of some of the plans. In fact, let's do a couple things with you, Alton, here at the beginning. What I'd like to kind of – oh, and Pat Moore. Oh, Pat Mulligan is walking by. So this is an all-star kind of gathering here. What if we can – because I know we had you guys on, and we had Tom Morey and Sol Morey and on the on this show a few weeks ago. Why don't you do just a quick recap on on the Morey Challenge, and then I know you guys got other stuff going on this week, and so kind of get us up to date, man.
MoreyChallenge.com.
Yeah, baby.
We'll get fan in your crack. Elton Franklin, live from Java Cafe. Aloha. Yeah. All right, well, a brief recap. We had a great crowd there at Big Beach. We had over 2,500 people there. We had over 500 contestants, participants.
Wow.
Lots of children. We had about 100 children that went through our course. That was outstanding.
Wow.
They were excited.
Wow.
We do have a few more events coming up this year. We have about 6 events. We've got one that we are working specifically for the youth, the high schools, and then one that will be for everyone to enjoy.
Wow.
I would like to give the locations, but I can't. It will be in Kauai also, at Honolulu.
Wow.
And we're shooting for the Big Island also. And then next year we'll be all over Hawaii, and we'll be traveling the states.
Very cool. Now, Patrick, still on this weekend. So talk about what's going on this weekend.
Imua Paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We are going to be covering all of the media for Imua.
Wow.
We'll be in the water.
Wow.
Jamila Starr has registered for the Imua Paddle.
Sweet.
She will be rocking it out there.
Sweet.
Yes, we're very excited. It's my first time, my first event, my first experience.
Wow.
Being a local boy here in Hawaii, I just moved back, so this is really new for me, and I'm enjoying it.
The Imua Paddle. All right, man. I'm fired up already. We haven't even got to Jamila yet. So talk to me now about AMP Management and sort of what's going on here and how this all came about today.
Oh, my goodness. Jamila Starr came down for the Morey Challenge to enjoy the day. She brought her son, Waimea, and everybody had a good time. She was... First of all, she's amazing in the water. I have to say that.
Yeah.
She just blew my mind.
Wow.
All right. She's an amazing athlete. But just in saying that, we connected in the time she was here, and she was explaining to us what her goals was and how she wanted to get there. And I offered our services and asked if she would like to have a company manage all of her opportunities in the future. And she gave us the okay. So I put a team together, and we're now part of Jamila Starr.
Wow.
And we're going to take her around.
Wow.
Take her around the world.
Very, very cool.
Wow.
Our
first stop, she will be starting her world tour soon, but our first stop will be Mavericks. where she can tell you a little more about that and more of the big wave writing event that's coming about.
Wow. Well, I'm checking out the bio here, and I know online, and I mean, the thing that jumps out to me is the only woman to ever win the Central American Longboard Circuit, competing against men.
Right.
Unreal. Also, of course, there's just so much here that she's done. National Geographic naming her one of the 12 most adventurous people in the world. That's pretty cool. Pretty honored, Jamila. Welcome.
Welcome, and aloha. So excited
aloha.
To be here.
Yeah. Well, this is Maui, absolutely, and it is online and again. So, I kind of give Natalie some kudos here, but this we've been doing this show a couple of years, and she's a very successful Wahoo, and on the mainland as well. And this show now is a featured show on Blog Talk Radio. So it's pretty.
Thank
cool
you for
stuff,
coming
so.
On, Jamila. This is going to be wonderful. You're awesome.
So talk to me about let's get a little bit of a backstory. It's off Ohio again, and it says you've been surfing since very, very young. Mm. Talk about how you got involved in surfing and, you know, what it's meant.
Well, surfing is basically – actually, should I just sing a song about it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, let's get a little background beat. The song is, my dad sung this song to me when I was a little crap.
Bring it.
I'm happy. I'm on land. The mother of all plants. The human spirit. But we do. Like it's empty. We are here to repeat the money stuff. Got crap. And it's making it hate, but
yeah.
Like here, it's really easy. I grab my board and my boyfriend beat two ways or something. Set the boy on the beach so he can watch the beach. And swell lives good about 25 feet. Winds offshore, sure smells sweet. Out in the light of this back to the hate. That was the plan. Made the drop into the first that section. Now for the truth. Have been on first. I love the ocean as my food first. Because it just ain't right. Surfing, we're all going surfing. I got to later.
Yeah! Oh! Unreal! That's
and
awesome!
Single.
And wow! That's awesome!
My dad wrote that song.
Really?
A little girl, so.
I love the content of that, too, man. Not only the beat. I think, you know what, dude? I think you got a radio hit right there.
Outstanding.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, really?
But I'll make some more.
Some more CDs you got?
I am a professional rapper, too. I'm sponsored by a band from San Francisco called The Mermen. They scouted me at Mavericks, and they actually surfed a lot in cold water. So they saw me huge, and they saw me surfing Waimea Bay, and then they saw me surfing Mavericks. And they've been recording me and making CDs. We're all sold out now.
Wow.
So
awesome. Go
and
for
all
it.
The music. Trying to teach people the true aloha spirit and get back to the... If we're on an island in the middle of the ocean, we are so blessed. It's every single individual's job to protect our children for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a huge component of... I'm sorry, I'm messing with the phone while we're trying to talk.
No calls, please.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Nothing I don't do.
Well, I love that, man. I wish I didn't have to. So where do we start with so much of what you've done? I what was it like competing in the Central American Longboard Circuit against all men? Talk about that.
That was amazing, actually, because I went to Costa Rica. I thought I was writing for Hawaiian Tropic Swimwear, who sponsored me to write books. I'm a writer, too. And the Costa Rican team picked me up, took me around all Latin America to compete for their team, and I end up in Panama. Believe it or not, it was... Long story, but I'm really good at standing on my head. The waves were big. The guys were really good, and I just, you know, the ocean seems to really respond to me, and I respond to it. But, you know, win or lose, it's always the road that's so amazing, the trip, the beach cleanups, the wild. At that point in Panama, we were surfing.
Wow.
Just, like, so many amazing experiences, and I was really excited, but sometimes it's bad for other people, too. Losing, there is no losing. If we're alive and we're surfing, we're all winning. and won many, including two big wave world titles as the first girl ever to win a professional.
Congratulations.
What I want to win at is every single day being the best possible mother I could be, the best possible person and leader in a community, and also just teaching people to enjoy what and be gracious.
Well, yeah, I'm looking. I love at the top of your list it says enjoyment. I love that.
Yeah, because it's great being a professional athlete, and it's wonderful being like all these accomplishments, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? If you're not having fun, who cares?
Yeah.
And you can have the hardest job ever. You can be starving on the streets, but if you enjoy and just be thankful for the breath that you have and this little sip of water you drink, you know, you can really make the best of anything.
So true.
Man, taking it down again.
Chills when I came here.
Yeah.
Guys out there, and remember, every day you can make better choices and just have fun.
Yeah. Hey, Natalie, I've got it kind of wired where they can't really hear you, but do you have a question?
No, I'm just enjoying. Go on, because I know we don't have that much time, and it runs by so fast. No, you're awesome.
Okay.
Awesome, Jimmy.
All right, yeah, it's amazing. And Natalie says she wants to learn how to surf. Is that what?
I also am a coach, and I do professional coaching, but my coaching is based off environmental awareness and ocean safety.
Wow.
So it's a really, based on the ancient Polynesians, I think a lot of things in surfing now, modern day in the surfing industry, they're missing the point. Surfing is a blessing. It's a gift from God. It's the sport of the kings. And I feel that every person that paddles out in the water needs to know that. They need to respect the local Hawaiian people. They need to know.
Totally.
And they also need to protect themselves and the people around them.
Yeah. Well, and there's, like you say, there's a sacredness. There's this balance thing, right, with the ocean. There's this, obviously it's fun, but there's a sacredness to it out there.
It is so sacred, and it is so incredibly healing. And it just gives me so much energy and virtue, and it is my family, you know. The ocean is my heart, and that's why I'll give my life to protect it, and I also love to guide people within it as long as they understand that the ocean also can be life-threatening. So there's a huge balance. When I surf big waves, for example, Mavericks, the next women's event is going to be at Mavericks, and I'm the first girl to be invited ever in history.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Whoa.
Advantage, doing proposals, trying to allow women into the event for 10 years. It's been hilarious.
Wow.
So I created my own, the Ring of Fire. We ran our first event. It got really popular. And then,
wow. Are you there? Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email update. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Here we go. We are going back in.
We're going back in, I hope.
We are live. We are back. And Randy Zachary again, my name, and Natalie Mullinex on the line as well, over on the island of Oahu. We're at the Java Cafe, and we're hanging out with Jamila Starr, pro surfer, and let me go through the list again. Rapper, mom, author, and we've been talking about enjoying life while expressing again the gifts that God's given you, and I think we were talking about. You practice, obviously. You surf every day, and then you've got these tournaments. How often? I mean, are there like one or two a month, or what's the frequency of a tournament that you're in?
Well, this last month, we've actually been to six events. We went to the Oregon contest. We went to the Women on Waves in Capitola. We went to the Maury Challenge, which was incredible here. Then we just did the Butterfly Effect. Then we also did two rap shows, and I'm also the ambassador of the World Surfing Reserve. And I'm also the spokeswoman for Save Our Shores, so we had a lot of beach cleanup activities, including the Warriors, a basketball team came and helped us. So this has been a pretty packed
festival,
but it's all spontaneous.
Yeah.
And I train every day. So every day I'm swimming, running, doing yoga, doing my spiritual work, and doing just a basic cleanup. Like this morning I just cleaned the beach wherever I go after I train.
Really?
It's a good way to meet locals.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Where do you live?
I live in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah! The Fighting Banana Club! Come on!
On the North Shore of Oahu with the North Shore Skydiving. They sponsored the place there. Jimmy and all the boys, woo! And we also live in Costa Rica and in Mexico, Puerto Escondido, Oaxaca. We have our family there.
Ay, qué barbaridad, muchachos.
Tahiti. We also go to Tahiti, so those five places.
Wow.
But I also would love to travel. I've been to over 20 countries, but I'd love to go a lot of other places. These are just the places we have family homes and that we frequently go there to do all our community service work.
Now, have you surfed in Brazil? Because that's a big surfing area.
No, I would love to surf in Brazil, but I have a lot of Brazilian friends.
Yeah.
And ellos están aprendiendo portugués. But I support the partial Brazilian takeover of the world, but at the same time, it's all about the Hawaiians here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Got to have a lot of
fantastic. We lost you for a little bit. How do people find you? I mean, like, look up on, is there, do they can follow on a Facebook or a website?
and I feel like a translator. Right. Natalie is saying, how do people find you? How can they follow you?
Well, usually they have to find out what country I'm in, and then they call the local lifeguards, and then I'm friends with all the head lifeguards, so you just tell them, and they'll write a note, and when I run by in the morning, they'll give me the note.
I guess that's kind of like, that's old school, but I love it. Yeah, call the local lifeguard.
I'll put it in my bikini, and I hope it doesn't get wet.
Yeah, and then hopefully he gets the note to you or whatever.
Oh,
yeah, you know what? Hello. I just got the word. Yeah, they call Alton at AMP is what they do. And I'm sure there's a website and stuff, but they probably just Google your name and you're everywhere.
You know, I was really surprised about that. Someone asked me about Google yesterday, and I Googled my name, and I was
amazed.
I was like, oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe I was on Google like that.
You are everywhere.
Thank you.
Alton Franco. Everywhere. Wow. Hey, we just got a couple more minutes, and this has been we're actually going to have you on another show tomorrow on the phone.
Oh, cool. Femalesurfer.com.
Oh, femalesurfer.com.
That's my family company, and they've been
with
me for over since I became, believe it or not, a woman wrestler. I was the first wrestler in California, so they started sponsoring me when I was 11.
Wow.
I almost went to the Olympics. They sponsored that, and they also sponsored me and my son to do his educational tours and trips. So female surfers are really amazing, and they just, what they want me to do is keep my light and not sell out, so they've helped me so much.
Wow. Femalesurfer.com.
Yeah.
Wow. And if that fails, again, Alton, just Google Alton Franco.
And Jamila Starr.
And Jamila Starr, or get the note to the local lifeguard and hope she runs by. That could be the other way.
Kaleo and Alfredo, they were the first guys to train me here at Piahi.
Wow.
By the way, Piahi is one of the most powerful, incredible ways that changed my life, and I also got pregnant at Jaws, so thank God for Jaws to be my baby.
Wow.
And, it's just incredible the way here, but Kaleo and Alfredo took me all over the island, taught me to drive the jet ski, rescues, everything, and they do so many rescues, help so many people, so shout out to them. And all the lifeguards here. God bless you guys. Thank you.
So let's just kind of wrap this up with a little motivational moment because I do want to think about another song or rap because I'd love to go out that way.
Absolutely.
And maybe Patrick over here to video that. But talk to somebody right now who may be listening to you going, wow, she's living her dreams, cool. What would you say to somebody that's kind of stuck and, like, wanting to live their dreams, maybe taking a chance, and they're kind of a little bit stuck in their life, what would you say to them?
Well, you know, we just got to get out of the box and into the ocean, take a cold shower, have a cup of coffee. And like my wrestling coach used to tell me, Chris Lovato, there's nothing to it but to do it. Don't be afraid of taking a chance, you know. And if you need a little help, go on a walk or talk to a friend or just roll around in the sand. The nature will give you the energy to do the things you need to do. But just don't give up, and exactly how you are. You know, something made you. It doesn't matter what you believe, but you didn't make yourself. So don't be too overwhelmingly concerned for how you are. We all do the polarity of life. We all are riding this wave. So if you're wiping out, like White Man says, if you're in the deep white water, just relax and hold your breath because you're going to come up. You know, we're all going to come up at some point.
That's great.
So come up with a smile. Woo!
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. Wow. Hey, can we go out with one more rap? You got one more in you there? Can you think of one?
Okay.
Or redo that one again, because that was, no? What?
Spanish. We want
Spanish. Oh, you don't want a Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be for our friends listening in Costa Rica and Mexico.
Okay, this goes out to all the beautiful single girls on all the islands and wherever you're listening. Here we go. Chicos, hay mucho por aquí, bien para ti y bien para mí. Nos vamos a bailar, vamos a gustar, nos vamos a besar en los tubos de Omar. Tengo tanto calor, no me tocas, por favor, pero ¿qué vas a hacer, mijo, que hace mi amor? Te amo, te gusta.
That was wonderful.
JamilaStarr.com, FemaleSurfer.com, and... Wowie kazowie, Batman. Dude, this has been amazing. Wowie, hey, Alton, you last word here, buddy.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that this is really important to us, and I wanted to express our gratitude to Jamila and to you for bringing us here. But I want to say one last thing, and this has to do with the our 4th of July event that's coming up for all the veterans. We're having what we call Art of War Auto Show, and it's all to give back to all the homeless veterans on Maui and in Hawaii.
Wow.
Jamila started to be a part of that.
Wow.
We just want everybody to come on down, check out all the nice cars here at Java Cafe and Piggy Sue's. It's going to be a blast.
4th of July.
4th of July. It'll be July.
4th of July,
wow.
Okay.
And it's all going to be for the homeless veterans here in Hawaii.
Wow, wow. Very, very cool. And again, info, I'm guessing, at if people look up more info. Google Alton Franco.
This is Maui News. MauriCounties.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Information.
Just contact any of the guys in Facebook. So Jamila,
wow,
again,
it's been
thank
a
you
pleasure.
So much.
Oh, thank you guys. And
Jamila, thank you so much, Jamila. Oh, it's been wonderful.
I hope you feel some love and good energy, and I just pray all your dreams will come true. God bless you guys.
All right, that's the wrap here from the
awesome.
Cafe.
Awesome. Well, thank you. To everyone out there, I wish you
some luck.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.